Well, normally you find us in all the best, fanciest locations on this podcast, but today you find us on a park bench near a bus stop in the centre of my village. We have trucks, buses passing us.
Man in braces.
We've already stolen the bench from two ladies who normally sit here, so they may come and attack us with their handbags at any time. And we've also got a full bin next to us, of which I was just saying to Anna, you really know when you're on plan, because in my head, I'm already working out what the sins are of the things in the bin next to me. So, hello, welcome to Slimmer World Podcast.
She's Claire, I'm Anna, and she's taking me to another glamorous spot again.
I would like to say that it's dry, it's sunny, and we're here to do some reflections, okay? What you will need for this episode, we have five things for you to think about today. So you will need your journals, you will need a lovely pen, maybe even one of those pens where you've got four different things in it. Four different pens, colours. It's going to be a long episode. Where you can choose and you write in different colours. You can draw, you can write however you want to. We want to encourage free flow creativity. So as another massive van drives past us, we'll sit back here. Change gear, mate, yeah. We will sit here, get some ukuleles to entertain you, and breathe in a bit of sunlight on the back of our necks.
Sunlight on the back of your neck.
I know. You know what? This is a sign of things to come. We are normally very sane, intelligent people. Sometimes beautiful. Yeah. But that's why we do radio and then podcasts,
yeah, exactly.
Right? So anyway, I'm Claire. She's Anna, and we put up a podcast every week. And we know so many of you are, you know, members already, or you're following the plan online. Perhaps some of you are just kind of Slimmer World curious, or you're just looking for tips and ways to kind of stay on track with your own health and fitness plan, and that's totally cool. And we put out this podcast just to kind of give you a bit of a pep talk whenever you need us, you know, either find the title of our back catalogue that's appealing to you right now, or just consume us every Monday when we put a new episode. Normally they publish live at about 1 a.m. So it's ready there for you when you wake up. So follow, subscribe, whatever the necessary language is these days for podcasts.
Yeah, Daisy says to me, "Mummy, you pop up in the car." Because, you know, sometimes I have a listen back and it shows on my car a picture of us. When I play the podcast, she gets a bit scared. "Mummy, you're talking and you're driving."
Yeah, there you go. So, we've kind of been thinking recently, hey, planes, that wasn't a sound that you would hear this time last year.
Very true.
We have just been thinking how weird 2021 has been, right? We normally do a review episode at the end of the year, but we kind of thought, you know what? So many people have rejoined, are new members, are kind of struggling with the guilt, with forgiveness and all kinds of things at the moment, because it really has been such a weird year. In fact, we were thinking, weren't we, like, let's just look at like the last 6 months. I mean, 2021 started with most of us entering what, the third national lockdown?
Totally. And I think January for Slimmers, or for most people, signifies such a fresh start, doesn't it? And we were just all in our homes freezing.
It's like many people delayed their kind of New Year's resolution goals. You know, the idea that normally we do Christmas, let it all out, have Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then we kind of get back on it. But because we didn't, all the things that we normally have joy and, you know, the things that we normally do, part of us were just like, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
It's hard enough just getting through right now.
And I think a lot of us lost a little bit of hope. Well, what's the point? I'm stuck indoors. No one's going to see me. I've got nowhere to go. All my dreams have stopped. So what am I going to do? So, yeah, I'm almost feeling like now is probably like our new year.
Yeah, and then I kind of skip on a little bit and think, just like, it felt like this year, like winter never ended.
Yeah,
like we skipped spring and suddenly it got hot. And I'm thinking, like, normally in, say, March time, I remember I've been out and it's been like 22, 23 degrees, and that point where you have to start showing your skin more.
It's been later this year.
And it's been later. So again, another point of like, have we been able to kind of deny, perhaps for some of us who haven't maybe got that weight loss that we wanted, or maybe we've been able to kind of hide again. We've stayed in a lot more. We've had to do more self-isolation. A lot of people were shielding or waiting to have their jab, so they didn't need to go out.
We've also not worn the clothes that we'd normally wear. Like, yeah. I have more tracksuit bottoms than possibly a large department store now that I didn't own pre-pandemic. And actually, when we came to reopen, I was like, do these still fit? Like, what's going on? So a lot of us have had that, I've got to get dressed. Do you know what I mean? Who am I now? It's a weird thing, isn't it? I think 2021 had so many hopes and they got dashed in the first 4 days, didn't they?
Yeah.
When we got locked down. So I always think it's sometimes, and I say this to my members, time to regroup, think about what our plans were and have they come to fruition. And if not, let's readjust those aims. Let's think about how we're going to get there rather than trying to still go for that aim that hasn't come to fruition, because actually it wasn't one I could make come true. So I think it's always good to kind of look back, deconstruct and just re-examine.
Yeah, so we've come up with 5 questions, which we hope will get you thinking about, like, some actions to kind of take forward, some reflections in terms of positives, maybe not so goods, and just things that maybe you can kind of help aid you. Because, you know, we're assuming that you kind of are doing the plan or you're checking in and you're doing the group. I know. You know, I say that with a disclaimer. So these are kind of bonus things that I think sometimes, you know, if you are doing like a food diary or one of the journals or something,
yeah,
that this is the stuff that I think really gets under the skin of what's going on here. Because we all know if we follow the food plan and eat what we should be eating and move like we should be moving,
we'll lose weight.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not that easy. And I think, like, from what I hear in group, and you're way more on this because you're a consultant, Anna, and I'm just someone who sits in and a member and listens to what people are saying, but I keep hearing over and over again in group how people are like, but I've put all the weight back on, I'm back to where I started, I'm even worse than where I started, I can't believe I've let myself go this way.
What comes into my groups, and I've got a number of groups, so I see all sorts of different personalities and age groups, is there's this guilt attached with weight gain or not having lost weight or not lost enough weight in the pandemic. And I keep saying to my members, like, we've navigated something we never ever thought we'd have to navigate. We can help you lose weight, we can help you get on track, but we can't do that until we've lifted that burden of guilt. And actually, when you strip it down, that was the thing that got you through that situation. And you know what, now we've got to put that behind us to move on, but learn from it. Because I think what it's shown up in my groups is that actually there were a few habits we thought we got nailed, but we hadn't. And they reared their head back during the times that we were locked down, because actually they were so deep within us, we maybe needed to work a little bit more on changing them. So I'm taking this as a big learning curve. I'm taking this of, I've learned a lot about myself in lockdown, about how I deal with my food, how I deal with the alcohol, but also how I put pressure on myself. And there's a lot of people out there who don't realise how much they pressurise themselves. And so maybe this can be a time to just reflect and take a deep breath.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. Like, that learning your default response to stress.
Yes.
And I think it's really crazy because, you know, I've shared on this podcast how hard I've worked through, like, therapy, through changing my lifestyle and everything. But when there are times of stress, I know it's almost just like I kind of feel myself falling into those old habits.
It's like a reflex sometimes. Yeah. I've had it, you know, at stressful times where I've looked down at a bar of chocolate and not remembered eating it. Like, it's happened. But I think that's why it's really important to review, reflect, find out also, what am I doing really well at? Because as human beings, we're really brilliant at saying, I'm rubbish, this is bad, I haven't been successful, rather than say, well, actually, do you know what? I could have put 20 stone on and I've only put 2. I like to spin things in a positive way because I think that's so important for the psyche and moving forward. Because, you know, if we sat here with a pen and paper and told each other how rubbish we were, we could send ourselves into a downward spiral, couldn't we? And that's not going to help us. You know, but, so I mean, this is about a bit of positivity.
And it's funny you say, because question 1 on our list is actually just writing down, what have you enjoyed of 2021 so far? So what have you enjoyed of this year so far? And it's an interesting one to think about. You know, you could think about, has it been the time, the space to think? Has it been the peace? Has it been getting back and reconnecting with your friends? That first hug with a family member who you hadn't seen? Was it actually that you've enjoyed cooking at home for the first time? Have you enjoyed just the feeling of, like, control that you get from getting back on plan?
Totally.
You know, it could be For me, the one thing I've really enjoyed is I've actually enjoyed exercise, and I've never said that. Hey, update, I finally bought some new fitness gear.
Yes, finally some leggings that fit you.
And I went to the gym and I wore, it's actually this top.
Oh, nice.
And a 21-year-old came up to me and said, oh, I like your top, you look really cool, where'd you get that? I was like, I'm sorry.
She checked me, didn't you?
Is she being sarky? Like, I was like, I just got it off the popular online store for $12.99. Anyway, but I nearly fell off my stool. I am starting to enjoy the way that
you look.
I enjoy the benefits of feeling lighter and not creaking so much. So,
oh, that's always a benefit.
And I feel like sometimes with exercise, you know, you kind of do like two workouts and you expect it all to change. But I feel like now I've really given it a good year and a half. I'm starting to really reap the benefits of that.
And you've stayed consistent in lockdown, haven't you? That's been a really big thing. Do you know what I've enjoyed? And this is, and Slimming World consultants that listen will know this. I've been a Slimming World consultant for a long time, and as passionate and as much as I love it, sometimes, you know, group was very hard work, and what actually having the time out of group has given me, I've fallen 1,000,000,000% back in love with being a consultant in group, and I think I'm a much better consultant for having learned how Zoom worked or didn't work. So it's really mad how the things I never thought I take for granted as a consultant, I took for granted, and now I fall back in love with. I love seeing my members, even masked up. It's so nice to be back with them. So little things that maybe I hadn't ever thought I would enjoy, 2021 has brought back to me, like just having a room full of people again is something that I got to the point which was very hard work for me. Now I'm just like, come in, fill the room. It's lovely to see you. So there'll be a positive that anyone, even if they think it's not been a great start, can find. And it may be the fact that they're just listening today and this is going to be their little kind of kick of mojo, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we always have, you know, space in our listeners' questions for like those light bulb moments. And, you know, if you are kind of having these epiphanies as you're writing some of this and you are proud of things, even if it doesn't mean you get a certificate, but then share it with us, you know. Drop
Claire
us an email. slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. I do. Actually, someone made up a certificate for me once in your group. Do you remember? And yes. I said that I'd actually managed to swim more than 50 metres in one go, because when I was at school, I failed my 50-metre swimming badge. And so they printed off a fake 50-metre.
Yeah,
I've still got it. It's on my wall of certificates.
Do you remember when I ran out of certificates? Was it your 4.5 or your 4 stone? I had to cut the 8 in half.
I've still got that. In fact, if you go on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, we shared a post as I reached Target fairly recently, and I have all the certificates on my wall, and I never got the proper 4. I didn't want it. I liked the fact that you cut an 8 in half for me.
I thought I was so genius that day, really did. I thought, you know, it was one of my finest moments as a consultant.
Yeah, but it's the small things like that really make a difference, isn't it? Let's look at question 2. Okay,
it's
so question 2, I suppose, is what can we do here. It's a question 2 is, what has tripped you up? What has tripped you up? You know, we're not here to kind of, you know, be really guilty and shame ourselves here. You know, it might just be something that always trips me up. I think it will always be in my triggers and danger zone is eating out.
Yeah, you find that.
It's where I treat myself.
Yeah. Whereas it's very interesting. I don't struggle in that respect, but I struggle in a way like maybe you don't. Whereas if I went into your local shop down here, I would be triggered to buy some chocolate where you might be able to walk past. It's so interesting to see what people have discovered about themselves. And, you know, it's really key when you're looking at this question, becoming a detective, not becoming like an abuser to yourself. Actually, look at this as what tripped me up so I can make a plan to change it. You know, is it the fact that, you know, eating out is something that you really enjoy, so you only do it a couple of times a month because otherwise.
Well, coffee shops actually was a big one, because let's look in lockdown as well. Coffee shops was the only thing that we could really do, like, you know, for takeout coffee. And it felt like, well, I've got to treat myself somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And the things talk to you, don't they? You go in with a plan for a white Americano and you come out like £10 lighter and you've got cake.
Yeah.
But that wasn't in your plan. But I always think when you do things like this, think about that tripped me up, so I know for next time I can change that and I'm going to do X instead.
The other thing I was thinking about, how many people, when the gyms reopened, rejoined a gym? right? And then actually they went for the first 2 weeks, then they haven't been back since.
Yeah.
You know, like, actually, I think some of it is like, was I realistic in the goals that I set myself in the first place?
And I think that's, you know, a really key thing. Actually, realistic goals you are far more likely to achieve, and therefore achieve the bigger one at the end. Whereas if, I know when I had my nearly 5 stone to lose, I never set 5 stone as my target. I set 0.5 stone at a time, because I wouldn't have achieved 5 stone if I'd gone out with that to lose. No. Whereas actually, you were far more like, you wanted that and that was what you were aiming for. So breaking it into things that you know you can do. And I always think setting something as your first goal that you know 1,000% you've got in the bag. So is it just saying, I'm going to food optimize breakfast tomorrow, because you know you can? Because then you build your self-confidence up.
Yeah. The third question is, and this can be viewed in both kind of positive and negatives, I suppose. So how is life different for you today compared with this time last year? You know, this is where I think, let's be honest with ourselves, because so many people have said, you know, oh gosh, you know, I've just I've gained all the weight back of how I, but talk about how it feels. Like, do your knees hurt? Do you get headaches? Does your back ache again when you hadn't had backache for ages and you were finally getting over that? You're like, actually, are you someone who's starting to, you know, since you've got back on to plan and you're starting to feel those early benefits of losing some of that weight, and you're like, actually, I am able to have much more energy in the day. I'm finding that I'm able to make better choices. I've been working on this particular strategy for eating out, and I've now got a few positive experiences under my belt. Like, have you bought a new item of clothing recently? Or perhaps in the other way, are you finding that lovely dress that you bought last year is a bit tight on you now? Let's just kind of take a snapshot. It's not like for shaming or guilt. It's just, let's look at the reality right now.
And then you can kind of work out your plan moving forward. But it also can be a place to celebrate. Like, look at you in terms of your fitness. What can you do now that you couldn't do?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a thing for me that's happened in lockdown has been, I've just really stripped everything back, got rid of a lot of the noise in my life and found some more me time and some time just to really concentrate on what I want my life to look like, my fitness and my health to look like. And I don't know if many people have found it, but as busy as I've been, I've found a bit more space, because, you know, I don't know if you experience it, but I found I was running around at a million miles an hour, going here, to see people, to please them, to do things. And actually what lockdown forced me to do is cut a lot of that out, which has been quite refreshing. And with that has come some better changes to the way I eat, because now I've had more time to plan rather than being reactive, which I always recommend my members aren't. But actually it's given me a bit more headspace. So maybe that's, you know, what other people have found, a bit more headspace. Or you may have been homeschooling for the last year and you're like, headspace, what? But yeah, I think it's a really good question, that, I think.
Well, I had a great conversation with a couple of ladies as I was leaving group this morning. And I shared with them, I carry in my Slim for Life pack my photo, you know, my when I was bigger. And I showed them this photo and both of them said, wow, do you know, I haven't looked at my photos for so many years. And they said, part of it is just denial. I've just been denying how much this weight is really costing me. And one lady said, you know, you've made me think, there's one photo of me with my grandson. And I remember seeing it the first time and I thought, whose legs are those? How many legs has she got? And she said, it was just so frustrating. And she said, I'm going to dig that photo out. And I said, look, when I look at this photo, I kind of thought to myself, that bus pass. I thought to myself, right, if I don't change anything, then this photo is what I will be in my future. If I want to change something and I don't want this to look like this, then I've just got to do something. And that's where I think it leads into like question four, right? Which is, what would you like your life to be like this time next year? Okay, let's. Anna loves a bit of the visualization.
I love a lot.
But this is what I mean. So maybe it could be, as part of this exercise, you find a photo of you last year, you take a photo of you today, and you put them next to each other, and then you think about, okay, is there really much change, or can you really see the difference? Get these snapshots, because let's face it, so many of us sabotage ourselves in weight loss because we are in denial. I didn't have a mirror, a full-length mirror, for 10 years. I was in denial about how big I was really getting. I was doing the old headshot photos. I wasn't really seeing the body. They were getting edited out.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of get a snapshot of what is the situation, because think about what you want to be in a year. A year, I mean, in a year I lost 4 stone. It was a pound a week. We've got a bus right next to us.
It was just bus city today.
Could you hurry up, mate? I mean, it's all going here. There's like 3 cars piling up.
Here we go.
It's literally all going here.
It's such a small pace. There's a lot going on.
I know. I mean, I would like to say that we are actually sat, for those of you who know League of Gentlemen, the popular BBC TV show, we are sat at the foot of where the title theme is filmed.
I didn't know that.
I'll show you later.
Oh, how exciting.
So anyway, this idea about what you want your life to look like next year, because, like I say, a pound a week could be a 4 stone loss in a year. What difference that would make to your life. You know,
do you know what I'm thinking? This time next year is going to be my Daisy's first sports day at big school. I'm going to be in that mum race. I'm going to be in that egg and spoon race without any chafing. This poor man just walked past. I'm going to be in the egg and spoon race and be able to win. And I'm not, but I'm going to be fit and healthy. And yeah, Daisy's going to be proud of mummy.
Yeah, you know what? That's mad, amazing. Yeah. Yeah, and you know what, I want to continue to be, I would love to be a Diamond Target member, you know?
How exciting would that be?
I would just love to know that I can do this, you know?
But you've shown the last year you can.
Yeah, but I think it's...
You want it formalised.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a certificate, don't you?
Absolutely. So I would be really interested to kind of just... And this is where I think I love how you guys really interpret this. Again, another bus next to us. Literally, what's the phrase that all the buses
all
come at once? Yeah, I know. I want you to, like... I love it when you guys draw, when you get really creative and colourful. Is it a photo collage that you need? Is it going through some magazines and chopping out things, making almost like your own vision board?
Have a
Google of that if you've not heard of a vision board. It's a way you make a collage with all the things that you want to come to your life.
Like, do you want another bus?
Yeah, laws of attraction, they call it.
Oh, yes, I love
but
that.
But really kind of being firm of making an intention of this is what I want, this is what I'm working towards. Because how many of us kind of just drift as we're losing weight? No, we should lose weight, but we're not really working towards anything.
Do you know, I've been working on this with my members, and it's something that we're doing a lot of work on, is actually bringing back why I want it. I said I was going to do this, refreshing and saying, am I doing this? This isn't working. I need to reevaluate. Because I think what we're not very good at as slimmers is going back every 4-6 weeks and going, hold on, how did this go? This hasn't gone to plan. I need to change it. So, you know, if you're one of those people who's not where you want to be, could it be about almost self-evaluating every 4-6 weeks and saying, well, I wanted to lose 0.5 stone by now and I'm 3 pounds down, so I need to do X, Y, and Z. I think that is what's been the biggest game changer in my weight loss journey, is evaluating what I hoped I'd do and what the reality was. Because hope don't get you anywhere.
No.
A plan does.
Hope is not a strategy.
No. Yeah. Praying doesn't really work for weight loss. I've tried it.
Well, and you know what? What you said there is something that we put in question 5, isn't it? So just kind of looking at an action, something that you can start to work towards immediately, okay? So we've kept it pretty open. So which one part of the food optimizing plan can you really hone in on to build these new lifestyle habits? So which one thing can you focus on in terms of the plan to hone in, to kind of make sure you get these habits in place? And it really could be anything. It could be like, maybe it's all going on. Maybe it's like, are you bored with your Healthy Extra B?
Yeah.
Right, go do some research in today of some different Healthy Extra Bs that you can get in. Have you been meaning to work towards that Body Magic Award, but you never started it, you never got round? Is that one thing that you could do?
Should I tell you what mine is?
Go on then.
I've fallen in love with baby cucumbers.
Baby cucumbers?
Have you not experienced a baby cucumber? Oh, guys, please send me a message if you found them. All my groups are on them. But what the baby cucumbers have made me realise, and they are just like miniature cucumbers, but they're sweeter, they're crunchier, they're amazing, is actually I really need to work on my 1/3 speed free. Like, some days I feel like I'm winning and other days I'm not. So the baby cucumber has opened a gateway to successful speeding. There you go.
It's funny, isn't it? I remember in group, this lady like had discovered courgettes for the first time. She was absolutely insane about these courgettes. She was like, and I put them in this, and I put them, and it's amazing how, isn't it, when you find that one bit of food and you're like, I really like this.
I'm going to put it in everything.
Yeah.
I had a lady lose 5.5 pounds the other week, and I asked her, what have you done? And she did just say courgettes. It's really interesting. She put them in everything because they're so versatile, and yeah, they'll make a dish much creamier. There you go.
Yeah, it would be like all the pasta recipes that we're still getting sent, amazing, from last week's episode.
Oh, love a bit of pasta with a bit of courgette. But they're also very good in your porridge. Zoats.
Oh, really?
Have you never tried them?
No.
So good. You can't taste them, but they make them really thick, creamy. It's a big American thing. I did it and thought, oh, this is going to be rank. Some of the nicest porridge I've ever eaten.
I mean...
She's just looking at me like...
So what one thing are you going to focus on?
My speed free.
So speed free for
you. Baby cucumbers and anything miniature I can get in the vegetable aisle. I found some mini peppers. So if anybody knows of any miniature vegetables that I can get my hands on, what are you going to do?
I think mine has just been... continuing to like kind of hone in on the habit, so like focusing on my free food rather than jumping into the sins and
free
stuff.
Food first.
Just keeping on it, I suppose, and being relaxed about it.
So not putting pressure on, but realizing actually I need to keep an eye on this if I'm going to stay at Target.
Yeah, like I've got this, to kind of trust myself, back myself
just
a bit more.
Say
right,
that what you need is to believe you can,
because
you still have got a bit of imposter syndrome. Like, actually, who does this body belong to? It belongs to you, love.
Yeah, yeah. It's a funny one, isn't it? And then I think that's where it's interesting. It could even be something simple like, just drink more water. Every day I'm going to drink more water. That could be your one thing.
Because actually something as simple as that stops you going and maybe hitting the sugary drinks, or stops you thinking you're hungry when you're actually thirsty, and, you know, makes you sleep better and wee more, you know.
Look, if you need to see these journal questions, maybe you're out driving or walking and you didn't have your journal with you or something like that, we're going to actually put some of these on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, so you can always catch them there to get them in written format as well. We'll get Holly on our social media team to make sure they're up there for you, so they'll be there. But yeah, have a go and just kind of share some of your thoughts, because we kind of want, like, you know, there's a, I think I put in the episode description, there's 179 days left in this year. What do you want to show for the rest of this year? It's your choice right now how you deal with this information, how you handle it. You have a choice.
How exciting is that, though? You have a choice. You can go and absolutely nail this and be a lighter, healthier version of yourself by the end of the year.
It's worth a go, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's worth a go, rather than perhaps what I'm hearing quite a lot of people in group are just doing, is berating themselves, feeling terrible, hiding away, stuffing themselves with guilt. Is that really how you want to spend the next 179 days of your year?
One of my members said to me last week, she said, what happens when you feel guilty is you eat your guilt, and then you feel even more guilty, so you eat some more guilt. So let's just banish it. You've not done anything wrong. Like I always say to my members, you've not harmed anyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we know it's hard, but we're here every Monday. You know, go delve into the back catalogue if you need to. If you need a bit more than one episode a week, it's there. You can always re-listen to them. Surely you can't remember everything we've said.
We can't.
Next week, we are looking at myth-busting body magic.
Ooh.
So what do we mean by that? We mean perhaps some of the excuses that many of us have been using around why we're not kind of sticking to some body magic, or we're not moving forwards, or maybe we're not even getting started.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we kid ourselves with, like thinking that if we've done lots of exercise that we're going to lose lots of weight, when actually there's a bit more to it than that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So that's next week, and we will be, yeah, just taking a deeper look, I suppose, into what that might mean, and just making you think about that. Perhaps you need to just get cracking with those body magic awards. Hey, I'm all for another certificate. I'm all for another sticker. And I've done some of mine twice.
You're just a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
If we're all about building healthy habits, then here's another way to make sure that if we're going to lose this weight for good this time, that it's going to stick. Whatever you get up to this week, have a brilliant week. Enjoy your food. Enjoy eating all aspects of the plan. And we'll see you on another sunny day, hopefully.
Bye for now.